Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some digraph sounds, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. We need to write our name at the top of our paper. And please write neatly so we can read your name and we know who you are. So, as I said, you can put your pencil away because we're not going to need it for a while. So like I said, we're going to work on reviewing some digraph sounds. Today we're going to review three different digraph sounds. And we're going to be reviewing the CH sound, which says ch, ch, ch. The SH digraph sound, which says sh, sh, sh. And the TH digraph sound, which says f, f, f. Yep. So at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. I want us to look at the couch. Can you hear a digraph in the word couch? Couch. I hear it too. Ch, ch, ch. Which digraph is that? Is it CH, SH, or TH? It's CH. You're right. Let's color that couch. Oh, let's be crazy. Let's color it orange. Find your orange crayon. I want you to know I would never have an orange couch in my house, but if you do, that's great. But let's color the couch orange. Don't color the pillows. Leave the pillows alone. Let's just color the couch orange. So couch has a CH digraph, and it comes at the end of the word. Couch. It's at the end of the word. The CH digraph can come at the beginning of a word too, like chocolate, but chocolate, now I'm hungry. But in this word, couch, it comes at the end of the word. And remember, the reason we have that digraph, CH, come together, and even though it's two letters, it's a C and an H, they come together and they just make one sound. Even though it's two letters, they just make one sound. And they make a whole new sound together. You can't hear the C. You know, usually C says k, and usually H says h. But when they come together, they say ch, ch, ch. Cow, ch, ch, ch. Yep. If they didn't come together and they said they're separate sounds, we would call the couch a couk, a couk. I mean, it's hard to say. It doesn't even, I mean, how do you, I love sitting on my couk. I don't even think that works. That hurts my throat. So we need to make sure we say the digraph sound. And if we see the word couch and we're reading and the word couch comes up, we need to make sure that we say ch, ch, ch. Because we're becoming digraph experts and we'll know that when we see CH, it says ch, ch, ch. Now, I finished coloring my couch. I did not color the pillows. I left those alone. I finished coloring my couch, but I know it's gigantic. It's a pretty big couch. So I won't make you stop coloring yet. Take 10 more seconds, and then I'm going to ask you to put your crayon down, finished or not. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your orange crayon. Okay, let's color the pillows because, I mean, let's get colorful. Find a green crayon. Color each pillow green just for fun. The couch needs some pillows. Couch. Couch has a CH digraph at the end of the word. That way we don't call it a cat. We don't call it that. No, no, no. No, no, no. All right. I'm done with my pillows. My couch looks great. Maybe I do need an orange couch with some green pillows. I think it looks fab. Just saying. I did a nice job. Okay, take 6 more seconds to finish up your green pillow. 6, 5, 4, finished or not. 3, two, one. Please put down your green crayon. Okay, now I'm looking at that little thing on the side table. It's got polka dots on it. That's called a thermos. A thermos. Sometimes they're in your lunchbox, and you can, or at least they used to be in my lunchbox. You could fill it up with something, and if you wanted to keep it cold, it kept it cold. And if you wanted to fill it with something hot, it kept it hot. This was really back, you know, I'm really old, so, you know, Oldham, that's my name. So this was back before juice boxes. So anyways, that's called a thermos. If you didn't know, now you know. And thermos does not begin or end the same way that couch ends. It doesn't have a CH. It has thermos. What does it start with? An SH or a TH? TH. You got it. Now let's color the polka dots only on that thermos. Let's color the polka dots only purple. Just color the polka dots on that thermos purple. So thermos has a TH digraph sound, and it says if it didn't, it would sound really weird, and we'll talk about that. But you can't really hear the T sound anymore and the H sound anymore. It's two letters coming together to make one sound. I finished coloring my purple polka dots. You should be finished too. They're little. Take three, two, one. Finish or not, please put down your purple crayon. Thank you. Let's find our yellow crayon. And let's color the rest of the thermos yellow. Color the rest of the thermos yellow. Okay, so if TH did not say th, it would sound like this. We would say, oh, I'm going to put something hot to drink inside my thermos. Thermos. No, that is not what it's called. You don't call it a thermos. I mean, that almost sounds like, maybe it's an animal of some kind. It doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound like anything I'd like to drink out of. So it's a thermos. TH work together so we can sound like we know what we're talking about. Thermos. Thermos. I finished coloring my beautiful yellow and purple thermos. I'll give you 5 more seconds, and then I need you to put down your yellow crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, finished or not, 1. Okay, now I'm looking at something else in our picture. I see a fish. Fish. It doesn't end the same way couch does, and it does. I don't hear any TH like thermos. I hear fish. Can you find that digraph? What do you hear? Fish. I do too. Shh. I hear shh. That's SH. Boys and girls, let's color that fish. We already used our orange crayon for our orange couch, so let's not make it a goldfish. Let's color it. We used yellow, purple. Let's do red. Make it a red fish. Color it a red fish. So fish has an SH digraph sound at the end of the word. Fish. It says sh. SH says sh. And that's different than the CH or the TH. The S and the H, even though it's two letters, they come together and they make one sound. And it's sh, sh, sh. Okay. Got my red fish colored in. How are you doing? Do you have your red fish colored in? Take 5 more seconds and then put down your red crayon. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's color the water around the fish blue. I'm going to use a blue-green color because that one for me has a sharper point. So color the water around the fish blue. Fish has an ending digraph with SH. SH can come at the beginning of a word too, like shoe or shirt. But in fish, it comes at the end of the word. That's okay. If they didn't work together, I would be saying, please color the water around your fish. Fish. blue. And I don't think that you would know what I was talking about if I said, please color that fist red. That doesn't make sense, does it? We need that digraph. We need that SH digraph. Okay, I finished my water. You should be almost finished with your water, your blue water. So put your blue crayon down in 3, 2, 1. There's one more object. It's the brush. Brush. Which digraph does that one have? It comes at the end. Brush. Yes, it's the same as fish. It has an SH. Fish, brush. Let's color the handle of the brush brown. Or let's, you know what? Let's color the whole thing brown. Color the entire brush brown. Go ahead. Brush has an SH digraph sound at the end, just like fish. Has an SH, fish. All right. If it didn't, we would call it a, I need to brush my hair. I need to brush my hair. That is not how we say it. No, sirree. No, mm-mm. That was a little brush, so I finished coloring it. So please put down your brown crayon in 3, finished or not, 2, and 1. Will you find your pencil? We're going to do a little bit of writing. Let's look down at number 1 on your paper. Next to the number 1 is a CH. Will you trace that for me? That's the digraph CH. It says ch, ch, ch. And scoot over and write it for me by yourself. C-H, ch, 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 like couch. Now scoot over. That's a different digraph. That's the S-H digraph. Trace it for me. S-H says sh, 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 like fish and brush. Then scoot over and write S-H for me. S-H, sh, sh, sh. And then if you scoot over again, you'll see a different digraph. That one's TH. TH says like thermos. And then scoot over and write your own TH for me. Write neatly. TH says. Okay, now let's look at number 2. There are some words on number 2. I'm going to read the word to you, and we're going to look for the digraph. So number 2, the first word says math. Math. Can you find the digraph? Is it at the beginning or is it at the end? Yes, it's at the end. It's TH. Circle TH for me. Math. Scoot over. The next word says itch. Itch. I have an itch. Itch. Can you find the digraph? Does it come at the beginning or the end? Yes, it comes at the end. It's a CH, itch. Circle CH. It says ch, 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 itch. Scoot over. That word says cash, cash. Where's the digraph? Yes, it's at the end, and it's SH, just like fish and brush. That says cash, like money. And the last word says breath. Breath. Take a deep breath. Can you find the digraph? Where is it? It's at the end. It says TH. Breath. Breath. You got it. Okay. Now, boys and girls, if you look at number 3, I'm going to name that picture for you, and we're going to write the digraph that belongs there. So the first picture on number 3 is a bush. Which digraph should we write? Should we write CH, SH, or TH? Bush, SH. Please write SH. You don't have to write the whole word. I just want you to write the 2 letters that say SH. Bush, SH. Okay, scoot over. That's thread. Thread. Do you hear the digraph? Me too. It's TH. Go ahead and write TH. Thread, thread. Just write TH, just those 2 letters, the digraph. And our last picture is punch. You know, a bowl of punch or fruit punch? Not punch. You don't want to punch anyone. But punch, I love to drink fruit punch. Can you hear the digraph? Punch, ch, ch. Yes, it's C-H, right? C-H, just like couch. This is punch, C-H. And then number four has a sentence, and the last word is missing the digraph. I'm going to read it to you without the digraph. It says, let's have lunch. We needed to say, let's have lunch. Ch, ch. Can we fill in the missing digraph on the blank line on top of that black line? What should we write? Let's have lunch. Ch, ch. What digraph should we put? I hope you already put C-H. Let's have lunch. Let's circle the lunch box with the sandwich and the juice box, because it matches our sentence. Bench does not. Let's have lunch. Boys and girls, we did it. We reviewed. CH says ch, ch, ch. SH says sh, sh, sh. And TH says f, f, f. We did it. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.